Blog Talk Radio.
We're about to be doing our thing.
Just for dancing.
I'm
jumping and grinding and baby,
I'd rather we never pick up, but can we slip up and mix up sometimes? when I'm under the next one. Oh, now you wanna get aggressive. Oh, do you mean to keep on making me believe nightmares turn into dreams? If you're still attracted to me, what am I feeling? Cause I thought it was over. Got me thinking my feelings over. You keep doing it over and over. You keep calling me back. I'm just trying to get closer. You're pulling me closer and closer. Phone ringing like over and over. Cause you keep calling me back. La 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 la. Why you keep calling me back? You walking on a thin line. We've been through it like 10 times. I'ma put you in line. Yeah, I had you on an incline. Now I don't even wanna reply. I'ma have to decline. Yeah. You show me I don't wanna rewind. Yeah. No, you a 10, but that attitude ain't fine.
Come on and prove why I should prove. Good evening. Welcome to the V Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network, where we encourage you to take your socks off of the baby. Welcome to another edition of the Honey Dripper 2.0, the run back of the run backs of the big ass poetry show this Sunday. If you was on Clubhouse, you can catch the replays, check one of our profiles. Fantastic, incredible show. Running it back tonight. It is a school night. It is a school night. So we are going to be really short and terse with our information and everything else that we're doing. But we encourage you. Most people think we're talking about big asses. No, we are actually talking about the monsters in your arsenal, your mic drop pieces, regardless of the subject, the piece you pull out when you want to shut this down. Thank you, Rare, for the writing, because that's shout out to Red 50 for right now. But we're looking for your big ass pieces. Come through with your signature piece, a big ass piece, anything that you know, something that you know that's incredibly dope to you, that's large, that's in charge, and we rocking out with it. So we got some great amount of people who are rocking here. If you're here, make sure that you press 1 so you can be seen. That's called raising your hands. We got a nice group of people in here tonight with some big ass poetry. It's about to be crazy. Hope you're ready. Right now, if you're listening, make sure that you know the call-in number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to be heard. Or you can stream it at www.blogtalkradio.com/IEYEC, the letter C, people. Asking people, P-O-P-E-O-P-L-E, right? So you can stream it too. You can do a whole bunch of things, right? So while we're getting to this cool and jazzy, sounds of Terrace Martin, you know, I realized that my dream concert would be Terrace Martin, Thundercat, Robert Glass. Just, you know, it would just be crazy. Like on some whole another level stuff. And if you haven't copped any of Terrace Martin's albums, you should. If you haven't caught any of Robert Glasper albums, you should. If you have, you know, I know Thundercat be singing about weird stuff, but the music is just awesome. You gotta rock it, right? And understand that all these guys actually played on Kendrick Lamar album. There's a whole story behind that, but that's a whole another conversation. I think I want to do a show about that one of these days. But in the meantime, in between time, let's get to it. Let's get to this big-ass poetry, all right? I am going to open people's mics so you can just get into it the way you need to get into it, right? And I got a specific order in mind, all right? So I'm going to be calling people, but let me throw on the background that we normally used to, the honey instruments that we are so world famous for. Hold on. Now, let me just check out with my people while I'm running through. First up on the mic, Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's up, Joe? Hey, Joe, are you there? Joe, are you there?
Well, I'm not Joe.
No. I'm opening up people's mics, but I'm calling people out of order as I see them, so I'm sorry. He's like, no, I'm not Joe. All right, I don't know what Joe is doing, but we're gonna go to our second person. You know, we're going off because we got For Real here.
What it do?
Hey, boss man, what's good?
What's up, little brother? I'm just chilling, man.
What's going on?
Man, I'm just preparing myself for this scooter ride to the plantation.
Yeah, I already know. You ain't even got to tell me. All right, so I know some people are pressed for time. We're going to get them on early. So we're going to go to the great state of South Carolina. We're going to talk to Maya K. Nichelle. Maya K. Nichelle, are you there?
Yes.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Now, if you have sound in your background, yes. If you have sound in your background, please mute yourself. Please mute yourself because we can definitely hear TV. All right. So, right, we can still hear the TV. All right, so I'm just going to have to do it this way. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to mute everybody and just go. Nah, it's okay. I just got to mute everybody. Till I get to you and call it a day. All right, so Mike and Michelle, what big ass poem do you have for us this evening?
I am going to do a piece that is titled "Brother May I."
All right,
brother.
Well, the mic is yours.
Ready? Okay.
Ready.
Brother. I am ready. Brother, may I ask you a question? You see, I am really shy, and I can't believe that I'm actually saying this, but I wanted to know if you would be my muse for a poem that I need to write. I promise that I won't hurt, demean, or disrespect you in any way, and you know what? Honestly, my purpose is actually twofold. I selfishly want to watch your soul heal, even if it's only for a moment. I promise that only my eyes will see the aura of your forgotten, fragile soul. You are safe with me. Now, before I do anything, I will ask. So for starters, brother, may I watch you slowly remove your clothes. I want you completely naked from your crown all the way down to your toes. Brother, may I gently touch your hand as I gaze into your eyes. In your eyes, I will see everything that you need. Open up to me. Speak to me without saying a word. Brother, may I be your river of release for your stoically frozen tears. From the headwater to the delta, may I cradle the embryo of broken civilizations and your fears. In my loving hands, may I nurture your kingly nature to match God's heavenly plan. Brother, may I light some incense and candles and bathe you in pure springs filled with the freshest of living water. Brother, may I just adore you. I don't know if anyone has ever told you this, but the rich tone of your skin alone makes the vulva rise. The span of your shoulders brings safety and protection. Being held in your arms brings such elation. It feels like butterflies are dancing within my womb. The essential dreams that you carry and fight so hard to see are the foundation for a future seed. Brother, I feed off the radiance of your chocolate sun. I glow in the ray of the vibration of your tone, and I submit to the way that you stand straight as the face of the target, providing a nation with hope. The weight that you mysteriously carry is a sight that strengthens all of humanity. You are the picture of society's utopian warrior, and the divine creation of your structure is beyond the greatest masterpiece. And my God, your smile, it melts even the hardest of glaciers. And your unique swag, yes, so sensuously sexy. Brother, you are like a god. I could go on forever, but it's time to move on. So brother, may I dry you off and massage you from head to toe, releasing all of your stress and relaxing all of your daily dread until you worry no more. Brother, may I tease your mind with sounds of erotic poetry as I stroke your shaft, then blow your brain into complete ecstasy. May I watch you explode over and over and over again. Then will you watch me as I make myself come over and over, over again. Brother, I now invite you to lay on my chest. Brother, I now invite you, my muse, to rest.
Can we get some flowers? Round of applause. Can we get a round of applause for my friend Michelle?
Thank you. Thank you all.
Flowers. Give flowers.
Well, please. Loved it.
It was so sensual.
We're going beautiful, for sensual,
beautiful,
yes.
Place. I loved it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, hey, you're not supposed to be smoking that.
Hi, brother.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Hi, can you show?
Thank you.
For the dope piece. All right, so here are the rules of the game. You know, when we do five speak or 100%, we like to keep buddy's mics open unless there's noise in the background. If there's noise in the background, please mute yourself. All right? Unless we have to adapt that whenever the poet's speaking, I will cut all the mics. All right? But I want to come back to the DC OG, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Joe, are you there?
Yes,
Joe,
can you hear me
you
okay?
I can hear you now. Yes.
Yeah, can you hear me?
So you ready for? Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear us? Can you hear me? Joe, can you hear me? I can hear you fine. Yeah, anybody else have problems hearing Joe?
No.
No,
can you hear me okay?
Hello?
We hear you,
nah,
Joe.
Joe,
can
good,
you hear us?
Good.
Okay. Sorry about that. Let me turn this TV down real quick. Excuse me, y'all. So, let me see what I got for y'all. How's everybody doing, by the way?
We're good.
Righty then, here we go.
The mic is yours.
You owe me. Let me tell you, homie, I'm an OG, an original gentleman. Gangsters in film, I don't live up to them. Let me start again. You owe me. Let me tell you, homie, I'm an OG, an original gentleman. Gangsters in film, I don't live up to them. I sow seeds. I plan a means to sustain how you breathe. I suggest that you read, for power is knowledge. I know brothers who acknowledge what you could never learn in college. They've learned to fill their wallets in them streets, using utensils that are by no means criminal. The world is strictly mental. It's how you speak to whom you meet. Weekends are no weekend. You must fund your fun. How you go about getting it is what I'm talking about, son. Yes, a master has yet to be proven a disaster. Now I ask you, have you ever gone with the flow? The status quo, this is how we do it, you know? The home team, the I don't want to seem out of touch, up on current events. Are you in a rut? Same old, is the popular vote your crutch? Payback for the playback, if you say that, which isn't real. Some deal on Capitol Hill, insert your own complexities. You can buy the best of me if you will. This for that. Is that where we're at? A society where nothing is done without scratch, money, moolah. And don't let the fresh taste fool y'all. I suggest you check the numbers on those in a hoosegow. Do you see the noose now? As far as NASCAR goes, a permanent left turn to right? Wow. You got me going in circles with jerks. So why won't you let me work? It's in your ass. So you need their support or sponsorship for a pass. When we're on those ships and clanking for the bank, picking for the rank and file, pitting ourselves against who slept in or who slept out. To say, look at me now, it's like a repeat of Gilligan. You never get off that island, no matter how much blood is spilled again. Let me fill you in on a little something. The bills you win don't mean nothing without that swing boat. Do what? Can you absorb it in my orbit now? I'm spatial, anti-racial. By my faith, you all will see. I feel you owe me. Don't act like you forgot. The status is on my lot. We live our reminders through your justice's blinders. You don't have to look behind you to see. But you look behind you if it's me. Where does the future lie? I don't care for your future lies. No time with the untruth and constitutional alibis, institutional battle cries, civil war still debated, Jim Crow law still legislated. Can someone tell me what the weight is? Is it because you can't afford what you owe me? Let me tell you, homie, I'm an OG, an original gentleman. Gangsters in film, I don't live up to them. I sow seeds. I plan a means to sustain how you breathe. Yet we keep on getting those repeats through the summer heat. Turn on those water hydrants for the laws that defy men. You got the balls to want to chime in? You paint your walls with BLM when there's nothing matters to blind men, when it's your laws we're defying. You're not a virgin to this. You have no hymen. Women couldn't even vote when you legislated these crimes, man. The Constitution was written on paper with amendments to adjust your capers. I need a can of Witherspoon to disperse these vapors, because your deadly constitution seems to shit on me, player. What you say here and do there don't add up in my atmosphere. We're on the brink of despair and desperate men. Man, restitution doesn't mean retribution. While your restitution is under dispute, you continue to retaliate through legislation. Over 1 million dead people can't breathe your truth. Let me tell you, homie, I'm an OG, an original gentleman. When times like these, it's time for metal, man. Paul.
Let's give it up for Joe, the verbal mind dancer. See, we rocking out tonight. Let's go, Joe. Let's go. Flowers.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
It's something very film noir about the way Joe tells the story.
Oh, wow. That makes sense. Joe's been on a tear. He's been using his voice as an instrument, talking real cool. You gotta love that.
Absolutely.
So that's what's up. That's what's up. So let's move on. We're gonna go to the head man, the boss man, the man to get things done. You know, the owner of this here network, and a dope, super dope poet. For real, the poet. Boss man, are you there? For real, are you there? Going once?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I heard you now. Well,
I'm sorry,
good?
But
what's
I was
happening,
muted. Hey, man, I'm just chilling, man. It's chilling. Everything's all good, man.
All right. So, I mean, so do you want to do a piece, or are you just hanging out tonight?
Hey, man, I'm going to do a piece, man. Very seldom do I get to come over here, you know, so I took a little time out before I head over to the plantation, and I'll spit a piece, man.
All right. That's what's up. All right.
Yeah.
Well, the mic is yours, sir.
Well, thank you, my brother. I heard you mention signature pieces, so I bought one of those. This is dedicated to all the young men who never got a chance to put time in, dead to the streets due to police brutality and their legalized killings. No more rope. I say, one of them for each one of our sons. White citizens standing their ground, increasing the amount of black souls lost. Every place is starting to look like Florida. Another killer nigga law they keep passing, premeditating clauses set to laws they keep drafting. No need to put hoods on. AK sheets are replaced by police badges. Another black lost. More grieving. Did you vote? Nope. Dressed in blue, protect and serve. No, no, no. In the hood, there's a purge by the authorities out of control with that animalistic urge causing all these senseless bleedings. Even so, the laws that themselves are the very laws used to condemn us. Did you vote? Yes, I did. But they still killing us, though. Never including us. Doesn't work for us. Usually doesn't. Usually doesn't. USA lazy motherfuckers brought us here. Soldiers brought us here. Now we free. But how free is free when there's no more use for us here in this America? Man in blue protecting us. They are the same ones, one by one, who are killing us. But there shall come a time, maybe when we get tired of watching TV and the many distractions, we'll have no choice but to pick up a gun. Then, one by one, one of them for each one of our sons. Streets are bleeding, black Americans. Black mothers are grieving, and before the tears dries, another one dies from the cradle to the grave. On camera, his hands were raised. A candy bar, house keys, anything, everything mistaken for a gun. Unjust. Another one. Just another memory put to sleep, another black youth blood in the streets. Yesterday's fields full of people picking cotton. They had a lot of rope, and we hung in those fields, yo. But today, to our people, it seems that all that shit is forgotten. And it's so real. License to kill a nigga application can be found on Capitol Hill. Born in a world running empty on hope. The rights against us marked from birth. No more rope, but they still lynching us, though. No more rope, but they still lynching us, they killing us, body bagging us, but I break through the body bag, I escape the toe tag, breathing through paper, leaving vapors when I take my socks off. I get traction, I can breathe, I'm like Wolverine, fuck these old boys behind the wheel of the USA political machine, oppressing us, overtaxing us, putting shit in the air over the hood, polluting, physically uprooting, chemically and genetically poisoning us, killing us slowly. AIDS been here forever. Now here comes Ebola. Let a motherfucker sneeze. If you're white, they'll save your life. If you're black, the plan is to slash your neck. But in the end, we be blackened, pigmented. Every shit on this planet we invented. And you can't stand it, thieves. You've stolen everything, and you got the nerve to look. You got the nerve to point the finger and look at me and my people? I'll take my socks off and burn your nostrils, rip out your tonsils, go Wolverine and dismantle your groin with the shank on my big toe. We get hostile. Grab my white one and whip him with my pistol. And ain't no more bleach in them white sheets. KKK wearing badges, yo. But I'm going to tell you one more again. You're going to stop fucking with my people. Because in the end, we're going to be here just like in the beginning, taking our righteous place and you in a forbidden tree, ranting, raving, tempting in the form of that snake, hating. Satan, I just took my socks off. Call me Morpheus. There can only be one. One of them for every one of our sons. New rules, new laws, shit held in confidence, classified. You don't even know what it is, yet you vote for it. Why? Well, classify this, America. Kiss my ass and also this and not just the tip, but suck my whole damn oops. That's classified shit. Same stink disguise, I thank God for my eyes, I smell it. That same shit smells like you're covered in it, and I wish you well, take a bath. It smells like hell, and you really think I couldn't tell? Hidden. Rednecks writing checks, races, the races, raises on their paychecks while we living on minimum wages, old fossils, old morals, life lynchers, slaves, shippers, whippers, animal fuckers, child molesters, wife swappers, Solomon Gomorrah, you how Hitler and Hannibal Lecter. You gave birth to Charles Manson in this land and you brought us over here and fucked us and you want to look down your nose and morally judge us? All you motherfuckers laid down with Caligula pervertus, ha, yet you morally look down on us, and you're the corruptors with your diseased minds. Ha, no more rope, but they still lynching us, though. Ha, but if we would only have stood our ground while they were lynching us, kidnapping, raping, and selling us, ha, while they were beating and degrading us, ha, killing us from the inside with tainted teachings, religious preachings, fake God worshiping in dark rooms in Washington. Room full of devil worshippers, fornicators, faith haters, self-serving, once made us call them master. But they be masturbators. You get more punished for calling someone a faggot than for someone stabbing your black and rape mother. If you want to see the law, just kill a fucking dog. In a world run by thieves banished along ago who formed these colonies, recreators of Sodom and Gomorrah and uncivilized, you want to call us? Born in a world running empty on hope, strikes against us marked from birth. No more rope, but they still lynching us, though. No more rope, but they still lynching us. But I'm still alive. And I just took my motherfucking socks off. Private on prisons. Build the private on prison and put your motherfucking mother up in it. No more rope. For real.
I'm just going to say, Goddamn. I believe this is the second time I heard this piece. But I'm going to tell you. Fuck. Shit. Signature shit like a mug. Anybody else? Flowers. Goddamn, for real?
Damn.
I just want to say, Jesus. Oh, poof.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Yeah, you know I love that little bro.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Joe. Well, I really want to pull that one up. I ain't want to pull that one up, but I heard you say signature pieces. That takes a lot of breath out of me right there. That takes a lot of breath out of me. So I thought I should share that with you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for sharing. That shit was fucking amazing. God damn. Sometimes you don't even get a chance to like hear for real because he doesn't come over here a lot, you know, or he's just in the background, he just listens. But God damn it, when he does a piece, motherfucker, I'm sorry, I got the cuss. I'm like, shit. Yo. God damn.
Well, thank you, little bro. Thank you, little bro.
Oh, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's a signature piece as a mug. Let me just hit you with the applause one more time. Just one time. One time for the one time. That's what is important. All right, man. So we got a super full house tonight. So listen, we're gonna run the gamut because you lovely people are here. Welcome to the Big Ass Poetry Show on 100.2.0, or you can say Plot Speaks or whatever. But this Tuesday night, we just doing some big ass poetry, and realize that the big ass poetry is your signature piece, the shit you use to shut a room down, your most piece that you feel the best thing about, that you feel like you just fit in any situation. It's some big ass poetry. Shout out to Brer for the write up. Again, once again, we're gonna go from you for real, from the great state of Pennsylvania. We're gonna go all the way down to Alabama and check out our homie, our stromie, Miss Lisa Lips. Lisa Lips, how are you this evening?
Hey baby, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. You put me behind the powerhouse, man.
Are you with the powerhouse too?
I can't mess with for real,
well, come
man.
On,
I'm going back. I'm going to the drip.
Listen. I know some other things, but you know, I do recall there's a picture. Let me stop. Of somebody sitting on somebody's lap. For real, you know. You got that picture. I remember the picture.
Yes, that does exist.
I seen it with my own eyes. Okay, so you ready? So you ready?
You
want to get to your signature? All right. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is called Rainy Days. Some days were built for never leaving the shoes. Days when clothing isn't necessary. When rain is the soundtrack to long, languid kisses. Warm, soft, cuddled. Quiet conversation about nothing at all. And basking in the intimacy of real connection. A day for taking our time and making all those little things that get lost in the daily grind priority. Seeing the melanin of our skin blended with my ivory tones in the muted sunlight against the softness of our bedding. Makes me crazy. I want to lift you from the back of your ear, down your neck, to your nipples, across your chest, to your belly button, planting sweet kisses
Alexa,
on your head.
What's my notification?
Barely my thumb down your shaft.
Is there more than one of these?
I hear somebody.
Yeah, somebody's Michael. Too.
Massaging your prostate before taking your honey sack into my mouth, giving reverence to the life force within, igniting your soul and causing your appetite to rise. Hands entangled in my hair, you guide me to move, placing kisses as I travel through your jungle, leaving wet, warm spots that the fan turns into chills. Your hunger has risen. You lay me upon our bed, rolling onto me. The pressure of your weight reassures me. As you follow the same roadmap, I just trailed onto your body. Kissing the tip of my ear, inhaling my pheromones as you bite my neck, leaving sloppy kisses on your way to your favorite meal. You pause, making me pay attention as you lower your mouth to my blessed fountain. I don't want to come. This is leg one of the marathon. So I relax and enjoy as you devour me, feeding your hunger, rising to allow me to see the dew of my morning dripping honey from your beard. You pass the baton back to me, deeply perfumed kisses allowing me to enjoy my nectar. Giggles escape as we settle onto each other, my warm hands encircling your rigid manhood, making long strokes, keeping this moment static, enjoying the feel of your breath on my head as I listen to guttural growls through the pounding of your heart, my ear pressed to your chest. I watch your throbbing member respond to my every move, knowing you will soon take me. You grab my hand and feel me. You don't want to come yet either. So you rise to your knees, hands guiding me to turn over. Raising my hips, I feel warm hands rubbing my booty as you prepare to place the master key into my lock, opening the gates of my heaven. And once inside, you explore the palace, checking behind every door and entering every crevice, seeking to know every scintilla of my body in ways you haven't had the time for in our normal heated session. You stroke me slowly, ask me where I want you, watch as you leave my entrance drenched, swiveling your hips on each passage, finding new territory within familiar spaces until neither of us can manage to restrain the impending explosion. Strokes become pounds, my back arched, hands pressed to the headboard. I scream out, I'm coming! And you roar as you erupt deep in the belly of my beast. Sweat dripping, feeling your hands gripping my hips, grinding deep inside me. My body grows weak, so I slide flat. You lay on my back, flaccid and still inside. It's still morning. The rain's still falling. Hunger abated for the moment. but we still got all day. I'm lit, and you've just been serving.
You filthy miscreant.
And you
love me for it. You save that for the erotic. You save it for the erotic storytelling show.
Ooh.
You ain't here just getting people all racist.
I love getting
people all racist.
Thank you so much.
Listen, we're not taking no more reports of the play-by-play in your bedroom. That's it. We're not doing that. We're not going to take to sit here and listen to you talk about your exploits. We're not going for it no more. That's it.
That's pure fantasy, baby. Trust
me. Where's Danielle? I'll be like, that's it, brother. That's it. No, okay. Let me stop. We're gonna go from you. We're gonna go from Alabama. We're gonna go to Georgia, and we're gonna go see. She comes to me as a rare epiphany. Rare.
Very rare.
Rare.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm trying to uncompromise myself after Lisa done told me all about. Look, you're going to stop making them noises, Lisa. That's what you're going to stop doing.
Yeah, she needs to really stop there. It was too convincing for me.
That didn't sound like play play.
It definitely. It definitely did not. So Rare, are you ready? Are you ready?
I am.
Yes. All right. Well, the mic is yours. The mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you. Your youngest one was only a bun in my oven when the love and feeling had gone. So along this journey, he'd never known a home with you in it. And I didn't know that when you left, you meant it in every sense of the word. You are a deserter, but you have never deserved our son's innocence. So I taught him to love you in your absence, to absolve you of your lack of effort and effect. He loves you just like I did, prejudice. I set his expectations low. He has no idea what a father should be and everything about what a mother has to be to raise a son who becomes a man worth something to someone. I never wanted him to hate you, but I also never wanted him to misconstrue his value based on the time you refused to give. Could never allow him to live in the shadow of your rejection, trying to find love in the reflection in your rear view. He will never know the pain that I knew when I loved you. I choose to do the work of filtering, pouring you through sieve, leave out all your impurities, brew you weak tea, sweeten just enough to make you palatable, convince him this is actual love, and then you have the nerve to look down from your perch of irresponsibility and question me about our son's abilities and struggles. You've been living in a bubble so you won't get it until I pop shit. I've been in these trenches. Autism ain't no punk. It's the me either for me. It's the 9 surgeries where you never even bothered to show your face. The bullying and the courtrooms never warranted your time, never moved you to make space. I make sure he considers you. Make sure he calls you too. Make sure he never forgets your birthday, almost the same way I have to text you to remind you not to forget his. I've been blurring your blemishes since the day he took his first breath. I guess you were blessed by his diagnosis, by the closeness autism keeps at bay, by the way cognitive disconnect allows him to accept you in black and white, never requiring living color, never pushing you to be anything other than the sorry, selfish, half-assed, sad excuse for a father you've always been to all of your children, except the one that carries none of your DNA. What that says is that you hate the you see in your kids, that the hidden things bloomed in the faces of your progeny remind you of some deep insecurity. It sucks to be the you inside the she, inside the she, inside the he, when all they want or need is the you that hates you. Please spare me your excuses. They are not a currency that have any uses here anymore. Just thank your Lord and your God that I am a woman at odds with getting even, and I will give no rise to your unleaving lackluster clusterfuck of an alternate reality where you pretend to be father of their dreams when you lean more towards the stuff of nightmares. I simply don't care to allow you to scare my babies. So I play the edited version of your picture show. Abracadabra, you smoke and mirror. Never fear, your baby mama is always here to save the day, but never for your sake. Don't you ever mistake this kindness for weakness. This bitch will make you pay if you play too close to this fire. Just admire my skill from the hill of self-importance you probably gonna die on, and leave me alone to direct and edit your scenes. Action await. You don't even know what that means.
Fuck. God damn.
Yeah.
Woo.
Fire.
Rare.
Rare. Oh, my God. Mm.
Yo, fuck me. Jesus. Yo. Oh, man. Yo, can we get some flowers for that? God damn.
Indeed.
What the hell are y'all doing tonight? Yo. I just want to slap the man. Just let me slap him one good time. Let me give him one of the Russian slap contest joints. Put the baby powder on my hands. Come on. One good time. Just one time, right? Just one time.
He ain't even worth the sting on your horn, baby. He ain't even worth the sting in your hand. Mm-mm.
God damn. Oh shit! That's mind blowing. Anybody got any files for anybody else? I'm sorry.
Yeah, at odds we're getting even. That just wow, blew me away right there, Rhea. Blew me away, Rhea. Love you, Queen.
Thank you. Love you.
Shit, Jesus, man.
Oh,
Lord. I don't know this area code, so you're going to have to tell me. I think it's Monella, but I'm not sure. Area code 647. Monella?
Yes, me.
Yeah.
What's
welcome
happening? To Canada.
What's happening, buddy? What's going on?
Thanks for stopping
always
over.
Always from Canada. Well, thank you from the great north. Monella, are you ready?
I'm good.
I'm ready. Are you ready for some... Big ass poetry. You got some big ass poetry, right? I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready? All right, the mic is yours.
Sorry, my app is full. Okay. He told me it was nice meeting me as he licked my juices off his lips. I never used to be like this. I used to be a serial monogamist, but there's something about knowing I can make this man's toes curl and the one right before him. Is this what being empowered is? Sucking pipe down because I love the way a man's soul tastes? When he shows up with trees, I say thanks for the flowers. Do what you want and play with me for hours because I'm never the one to tap out first. I've got an insatiable thirst for seeing boys climax, knowing my touch, tongue, and vacuum sealing lips makes y'all squirm around like salt on some frog's legs. You can relax when I'm done with you, and I'll never be done with you, so stay hard till your dick taps out, and I'll smack your ass on the way out of my apartment before I swallow down these strings you left me. Reflecting on whether I've got enough energy for another toy later or whether I should give my pussy a break. I swear I'm just waiting to see if my pussy will break because these boys keep claiming they can make my pussy break open, but like the sword in the stone, my grip is too tight for you. You can try again later. Just take a seat and wait, sir. Wait for your turn in my rotation. Pull.
Yeah.
Well, damn.
Yeah. It's, oh, it
well, damn. Well, damn.
We just gonna hit the game bell on that. I wasn't ready.
I know.
I wasn't ready. I was vastly unprepared.
You never are.
So yes, you. I never am. I can't figure it out. It just happens. It happened to me. We're gonna have to form a support group. Form a support group about things happening with me and Manella's poetry, because she just creeps up on you and smacks the drink out your hand and sticks titty in your mouth. It's great.
I take it. All these bitches are my sons. Sorry.
Nice.
Welcome to the Honey Super 2.0, where we say grossly inappropriate things that may or may not be true. You figure it out. flowers.
that was amazing. I really enjoyed that. Really enjoyed that.
That was.
Thank y'all so much.
But you know something?
If you...
Nah, for real. Yeah, all right. Kung Fu Kenny, you got to stop all this. You go stop all this kung fu you doing. All right. Any other flowers, please, before we move on? Flowers. Anyone else? Okay. All right. We're going to go from the Canadian border. We're going to go from there. We're going to go to area code 228. I do not know who this is. If I don't, and I should, forgive me. But area code 228, who master speaking? Hello, area code 228. Hello, 228. All right, we're going to skip past 228 because since we can't hear you, unless you hit me in the back channel because I don't know if that is. We're just going to catch up. We're going to catch up with you in a second. All right. Area code, we're going to go to area code 470. Who may I ask for speaking?
4-7-0. What's up, Mojave? How you doing, sir?
Hey, Mr. Yes, Lord himself.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
Yes,
tonight?
Lord himself. Oh, man. Here we go. Here
yes,
we
go. Yes, but D-rated compared to what he can rate to.
I am not going to do anything.
You know when somebody be telling you a lie, just be telling you a lie? I ain't going to do nothing. All right. That goes
idea.
Up there with the same thing. That's in the same upper echelon as just let me put the tip in. All right? So we're going to put it. We're going to classify
right.
that.
Yeah.
So Mr. Yes Lord, a.k.a. Mr. Walking Erotica, the mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. The piece I'll be doing is called A View to Behold. I know I've been standing here by myself for a minute, but that's exactly one more of what I need. Just one more minute. One more minute to admire and burn this blessed image into the atoms of my soul, as the dim lighting from the diamond headboard does its best to illuminate a meek outline of your unrivaled beauty. My focus sharpens. My mouth begins to water, and my dick jumps and erects the closer I get to you. I can't quite make out your face, but I can feel your energy tracking my presence. My body temperature rises in the hair on my neck tingles. I grab your ankles, slide your body to me, and part your pink sea. Not removing my hands, I climb to the bed, running my fingers up your legs as I ascend and shadow your image. Kiss me. Mwah. I slide my way back down, kissing and licking my name all over your breasts, areolas, nipples, stomach, panty line, and that pink pussy. I kiss your inner thighs while locking your thighs into my arms and get comfortable in front of my plate. I take my time to smell and sniff around your pussy to see how my food has been simmering all day, which lets me know how I need to eat each course. And your scent is supposed to live in my nostrils, bitch, because that means I'm on my shit. So relax and let me be on my shit. Treasure with delicacies like emotional kisses, long and short licks, and prolonged succulent suction to your pussy lips. And it already got your clit swollen, your infinity hot, and your cream dangling from my beard. I like that shit. I French kiss your lips and clit with the right amount of bitch, this is mine, and all I want to do is worship you, baby. And your body implodes from the passionate tongue lashing bombs I set off inside you. You claw my arms as you shiver and gush repeatedly into my mouth while my tongue in spiritual awakening cleanses your soul. Get a mouthful of your cum. Sit back on my knees and begin to let it drool down my chest to my stomach and drip down to marinate my balls and dick. My dick jumps as I ask you to turn over, but then I grab your left leg and flip you to help forward the process a bit quicker. It's an intense energy to see you rise to your knees, as if I'm being granted the freedom to purge. I grind my teeth and stroke my dick as I see that ass jiggling, settling into position. I get behind you, kiss your ass cheeks, rub my dick on your clit a little bit, place my thumb on your asshole, then take my time entering you. My dickhead enters your existence, and your pussy clenches me. I go in a little more, and you can't find your breath. My shaft begins to spread your upper ceiling. Your asshole begins to speak to me. I lock all the way in, and now you're ready to join the party. Your pussy deep throating my dick as you twist and turn. Wine circles around the head, then free fall to the balls just to climb back up to the top and do it all over again. That's suicidal pussy. Press. But the anxiety of not being in control of my destiny has my Lucifer rising. So I'm sorry, but not sorry, for what comes next. I grip your waist tightly. Tell you to stop moving, bitch. Relax. Let me fuck you. But you never listen. So I begin to slow stroke you 3 seconds in and 3 seconds out to get your muscles and organs to relax for me. Then I go 2 seconds in, 2 seconds out to wake your body up to remind you that we in this shit together. Then I stroke you 1 second in, 1 second out to get you to try me again with that good pussy throwback shit you was doing earlier. Then I stroke half second in, half second out to put you on notice that I hope you hydrated and you're ready to keep up that shit you started knowing that you can't. Then I stroke you a quarter second in, and a quarter second out, my ball slapping that clit for the next and longest 5 minutes of your life to remind you of who I am. So give me what the fuck you owe me. You know me. So, bitch, you better not hold out on me. And if you decide to, I will be fucking you until you go see God. And then you come back to see me, and you won't even be able to tell the difference between the two of us. Because I learned you, and every motherfucking time I earn you. So give me and this dick what the fuck is ours. Come home to me. Peace.
Y'all talk about me, but nah.
Oh, goddamn. Let me go make them tacos. Shit.
So this is what we're doing, huh? Before I talk my shit, ladies,
you know what? Panties, ladies, panties. Any positive comments you have for the brother? Ladies?
I'm over here moaning on mute. I'm sorry.
Show me your hands. Show me your hands.
Hell no.
The panties have been Justin Timberlake. They gone.
Yeah, Mr.
Yes,
bro, got my wife
on
me over here.
Little crazy.
I love y'all.
I love you too. Come get these tacos.
In the words of Mr. Sogar, you better.
Yeah. Wait. Manella, did you hear this? Did you hear this piece? Manella, did you?
Yo, I've been marinating.
Oh.
Because
okay.
That was wild.
Hello?
That was wild. That was a season.
Hey, he was marinating.
Well, marinate.
Look, don't
ask him. You and then act surprised. I don't understand.
Hey, you know that happens. It does happen. It does. The surprising thing does occur at this point. So we shall press forward. Is there any other commentary before we move forward? Again, you know, more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, enough of that.
Harvey.
Mr. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Harvey. Never wanted to be a ham in all my life with all the seasoning and marinating and tenderization, but I just want him to just come in my oven. I'm sorry.
Jesus. Yo, you know what? This is an issue. This is a problem. Ah, yes. Lots of marination and things of that sort. Okay. All righty then. Let me return back to area code 228. 228, are you there? Area code 228. Hello. Going once.
Hi.
Twice. Who is this?
The goddess.
Hello.
I'll put it in. See him.
Oh, yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, no, there's no delay. We just wait for you to go on because you were quiet. There's a delay for you. You know what, goddess? I ain't playing with you.
I've been drinking in my house. Give me some sweat.
Listen. I ain't give you. There's no slack. The mic is yours, goddess. You ready? It's on you. Big ass poetry.
Go on.
On the one and two.
All right.
Go ahead, got it. It's Mike Zora.
All right, thank you. Your body's calling, and I'm sure to answer every ring. Summer bunnies are ready to come out now. Foreplay turns 12 as we prepare to bump and grind like it's 1993. That I want to forget how to breathe. So you can give me CPR, then revive this pussy. Give her mouth to mouth. This is an emergency. Got me begging for my daily shot of vitamin C and D. It seems like you're ready. You started with saving, bundling and cakes while you bobbing for boots. I know how much you love coochie and you're sick, but I need you to take care of me first. You won't get cotton mouth from this candy. If you want me to suck it like a lollipop, you better not stop until my clitoris throbs. Rest your head on my foot. Just so you can be comfortable when you come up shining from sea to see these cities jiggling while my body's quivering. I know you like the view. Just as much as your dick do. Till you say, I like the possum. And my reply, my mama made it just for you. Just lay back and let the goddess take care of you now. I won't just lick. I give you eye rolling, jaw dropping, mouth watering head. Have you jerking when I tap the tip after you come for me? Baby, I play dirt. And I like the way you beg, the way you shake with excitement as I firmly hold your manhood in my hands. This is not a drill, Sergeant. At ease, Private. While I salute your Johnson with my tongue, I'm so demanding. I need that dick on command. When I say stand at attention, you better be shouting, ma'am, yes, ma'am, sexy. Look me in my eyes while you cradle my crown with your hand around my neck. We about to break another bed, but we don't give a fuck. It could be the bed, the couch, or the living room floor. Take me down through there. Whatever I say when you deep in these guts, I ain't liable. That dick made me liable. I'm about ready to liable down as I rise all the way to the ground. I'll tell you whatever you want to hear just to make sure you don't stop pumping. Daddy, I want you to come for me. Again, ride you so good till I make you run for me. Again, give me this motherfucking dick. I want to hear you say, who the fuck you talking to? Back to the hood of things as you flip my ass over. Grab my locks from behind and pin my ass down. Sink that body. Ask me who I belong to when you giving me dick strokes and pounds. Make me tell you it's yours. Fuck these sheets. Fuck these pillows and fuck this motherfucking hell. Sweat don't stop shit. We get filthy. This soundtrack got me fiending for more. Now fuck me into T2.
That sucks.
Thank you.
Clean up on aisle 9. Clean up on aisle 69. Source of letter.
I just like to say for the record, you's a nasty ass. And I loved every bit of it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Talk your shit. Flowers. Listen. I don't care what you've been doing over there. Look like you put people in a headlock with your coochie. But that's a whole other story. We ain't going to talk about it.
Well, come on.
We're going to take it back to the beginning of the universe. Said. Big Bang! Anyway, let me stop.
Oh, my God. Here you go, motherfucker.
Sorry, that was an ancient statement. Forgive me, that was an ancient statement. Yes. Any more flowers for Ebony the Goddess, please? Any more flowers?
Hold up. Was that Ebony?
Yeah.
You give out the flowers.
I got flowers for you, Ebony. Yes, Lord, I got flowers for you. Thank you.
We just go ahead. All right. We have a winner. Well, damn, Ebony the Goddess. Thank you for contributing to this big ass poetry. We're gonna keep it moving because I see some people that just came in the room. We have to get them up in here real quick. But before we get to that, we're gonna go over to Kenya, the songbird. Kenya, I know that you are moisturized, compromised, and you've been marinating. Do you have a piece? See, it was supposed to be about big ass poetry, and it just turned real nasty for a second. It's great, but it's all big ass, or somebody getting in some big ass, or getting some big ass. Speaking of big asses, Kenya.
Well, that is a true statement.
I mean, you did lie. You did not lie.
It's not like. I ain't tell no lies. I did not tell.
It helps me happen, you know. Yeah.
Songbird, do you have a big ass poem, a signature piece for us?
I do. Yeah.
Well, the mic is yours. Mic is yours.
You got a big ass and a poem for us, I'm sure.
Oh,
There is a fountain hidden in the wall of your fantasy. Just breathe your love into me. I'll cast more of your ecstasy. I'll drink my melody. My honey creation for me. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Drink me and then eat me. And there's a fountain deep in me. Oh, control of my childhood dreams. Submerge into you and give up all of my liquid dreams. Submerge into me. Submerge into me. They say that kissing is the language of love. So with mine starting a conversation with me, now that you're here with me, I want to do everything in your imagination. Making my body into a key to unlock your vibrations and I try and kiss your soul. Dig deep into my liquid gold. There is a sanctuary where only you can sit on the throne. Take me. Let me hold you. Allow me to engulf you when I come to you. Submerge into me. Submerge into me. And into me. There is a fountain deep in me. My chakra is being submerged into me. Submerged into me. Thank you.
Come on, wifey. You'll stay
calm. Well, listen.
Oh,
if you don't stop
baby.
Making just come through, man. Listen, I just need that so I can play it over and over again. Oh, that's not what I was trying to play. That's not what I was trying to play. I was trying to hit the bell. I'm trying to hit the bell. Stop playing. All right.
Get it together.
I'm just saying, we're going to hit the bell. We're going to hit the bell. I'm going to need that recorded, though, because I need that. I need that. In my iTunes on repeat. I need that.
you know, because people don't understand.
Yeah.
We've been putting these songs together, reimagining them. I'm sitting here like, I'm like, man, listen, I'm gonna need that. We're gonna have to record that, put that on the track. Honey Drippers mixtape coming soon. Anyway, yeah, I need that. I need all members of Risk, the super group within the super group, to come through and give me more stuff. I need the stuff from Rare. I need the stuff from Stina, and I need a few of them tracks. I need a whole bunch of stuff to mix it up. Have a good matter of fact. The Risk mixtape is gonna be off the chain. I'm speaking into existence. I'm gonna give it a round of applause. I'm gonna have to.
Thank you.
We need that.
Thank you.
We need all that. As a matter of fact, let me give him a round of applause. I wish it was a status. I like it and unlike it so I can like it again. That's what it is. Flowers. Flowers, anybody. Flowers.
Most definitely, Songbird. I love that. I love your voice. Yeah. We're going to talk.
You know, I'm waiting for the album. I'm waiting for the album.
I'm running around in
the grocery store today.
I really do need to do an album.
I'm in the grocery store
you
today.
Really
what am I saying? Oh, the midnight. They don't know what I'm talking about.
No, they
don't know that's
the
CP original.
We need all that.
Let me open up
the
mic.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
what I'm trying to say.
Well, I mean, how to be, you know, that damn Google Drive, I just be just making stuff.
Look, I even load up the new stuff. I got a whole bunch of stuff to load in. I was like, yo, I got to update this joint. I got like 40 new joints to throw in there, real instrumentals and stuff like that, just to go down. But you know, any other flowers for Kiki? Do you love me? Are you riding? Hey, anybody else got some joints? Because we got to rock out. But I mean, like as far as I'm understanding, if I'm reading this right. I believe the god of war known as Spitbraw is in the building and Omari King Wise is in the building. I think they both came in at the same time. Gentlemen, are you here?
It wasn't planned, but it's true.
Ooh, wee.
Oh, God damn.
Ooh, yes. Lord, the powers of the room.
God damn.
I am here.
All right.
I have arrived.
Yeah. All right,
Let me go on and put my seatbelt on.
And plus, Prince Drippy is in the building. Prince Drippy, the Royal Drench. Oh, it's a party. It's been a party. We've been partying, but it's a party. Party. We're gonna get down. All right. And so let's get this party continued on some roads. So we're gonna go to before we get to Prince Drippy, we're gonna go to the station manager, Mr. Van Meadows, aka Poetic. Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, Batman from the Drip of the Green Hot Bandit. It's not a bed, it's a saddle. Mr. Vettles, are you there, sir?
Hey, what's going on, Mahavi? I am here. Everybody doing all right?
Man, we waiting for you to add to the party, man. I heard you had all the gumbo. No, Spit got the gumbo. So I heard you had all the Baltimore blue crab. That's what I heard. I heard you bring the Baltimore blue crab.
There you go.
So is you ready? All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you, brother. I would ask you to forgive me, but what's about to happen organically is the body's natural ability to release enough liquid to make you realize you're messing with a demon of a high grade and I'm insatiably wicked. See, when I'm done and you've lost your hair bonnet, the way you'll come will be a collaboration between a haiku and a sonnet. Some of the greatest pleasure I will give you will have you climbing the walls and running. You will have to surrender as I get on every one of your nerves. You know the ones, thousand nerves that will render themselves helpless buried in your clit. Have you yelling, oh shit. Excuse my vernacular, I just get excited when I hear you cussing and I decided that tonight your pussy, your tits, your ass will become my poetry. As I ink your body with flavored pineapple kisses until you moan in pleasantry. See, my tongue will never get tired of tasting you because I'm wired. And I've been turned on from the moment I spoke your name. My dick will make that soul proud just the same. And you are each line of my stanzas. Penetration of your mind will be followed by physical entry into your warm, moist pussy. And I want your Nile River to flow. Flow from the ages of pent-up frustration of not showing or allowing yourself to know. Extreme pleasure, because you're the pussy fairy that's on the way. Don't be surprised, it's just me and today, tonight, hell, even tomorrow, the words, I'm freaky, will be tattooed on your soul and with your panties wet and sticky. And my favorite genre of poetry tonight is you, because you embody that which is true. The work of erotic art and me, I just stroke with my intentions, because you know I love fucking you with ruthless aggression. When I stick my thumb in your ass, make you come so fast, that pussy is a blessing. And I will not neglect it as you sing. That dick makes my soul proud. Go ahead, pussy fairy. Scream aloud. Poem.
Jesus have mercy on my soul. Oh, I mean, you said poetic in such terms.
Thank you.
Did this mother just say, your pussy, hips, and ass is gonna be my poetry?
Yeah.
This motherfucker here. I swear, you nasty motherfucker. But it's warranted. Yeah, welcome. Welcome home. This is great. Yeah. Moving on. We're gonna give you some lemonade. This is good shit for you. But
thank you, bro.
Any other petties. Any other flowers for the good brother before we move forward?
Damn it, man, I just bought these damn Fenty panties, and you done took them.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'll never look at pineapple the same again. Yeah.
Absolutely.
God damn. I own that. But before we do that, Mr. Meadows, can you tell us what's happening in your Pippin Radio Universe for the rest of the week?
Oh, man, it'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Erotic Love Zone with your host, La Pearl, La Negra, and guest hosting yours truly, Poetic. Thursday night is the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is going to be Iron Sharpens Iron with Anonymity. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra. Sunday night's the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo. Monday night, y'all, Monday night will be the King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And then next Tuesday, we'll be right back here with one of Mojave's great shows. Mr. Tuesday night, what will you be having?
We're doing an erotic storytelling show. Erotic storytelling
nice.
Show, and my special guest host is Lisa Lips, my special guest co-host for the evening. Authors doing erotic poetry, telling stories from that thing. It's going to be real. It's already litty. Like it's super litty because we got Miss Jones, the erotic storyteller, Honey Dripper. We got Camille Saint Charles. We have Often Harmony Reigns. We got Queen S. We got a bunch of people up in this joint about to set it off something crazy. But it's gonna be dope. So you know, make sure y'all check it out. All right. So we're gonna move on. We're gonna go over to the Royal Drench. A.K.A. Prince Drippin'. Prince Drippin'! Are you ready?
Good evening, everyone. How we doing? What's happening? What's happening?
What's going on?
Yeah, I put up some great shoes.
Well, the mic is yours.
Oh, well, all right. Let's see. Let's see what I can do. Let's see what I can do. Let's do this. That's an oldie, but a goodie. How about that? I question the wetness of your spaces. Dual lips that spit wild. You're on your knees, so I question the duality of your heavy dually, yes, your tongue duels with my dick. The pressure of your taste buds as you press against it, leaving impressions while impressions erupting my pre-cum of the circumference of your lips. Until my head gets motion sickness from the motion of your ocean wave caps until you drag them down into your cabin. And my goonies release chunks in your throat and you scream, hey, you guys. As you swallow my one-eyed willy, semen that abandons you, and use the rest of them to continue lubricating my shaft. Rocking, reloading as you cocky my cock for another round of my rocks, turning you into a fiend from this dope dick I'm delivering. Dropping packages at the door of your oral opening, calling me Amazon because of the smile I'm leaving every time I make you come. Every time my mountain splashes, I'll take photographs of how good you are with my kids, how well you take care of them, even the ones left in your hair. But you dare not care as you continuously smack on the sensitivity of my sensibilities, having me pay my sense to the orgasmic ferryman as I die once again. As I smack her ass cheek, her throat creates a maelstrom with the sea of my babies, these lies whirling before I have time to pull my fading reproductive tool. I feel my energy drain, shutting down my baby making factory. And all she will receive is gusts of secretions voided of cum. My body boycott the rosy lips where it parked my kids, holding back the protest. And my skin, yeah. No more. We're done.
You and these kids in her house.
I'm
in that part.
Nasty bastard.
Thank you guys for listening to my wonderful.
Don't
you
get yourself
innocent
now.
Don't even do it. That's not even worth the time you doing it. It's just you're just filthy. Flowers. You're filthy. Really? Just dueling. I mean, we'll bring up that part, but dueling. And I see you stole my track too. I see you stole my track, man. I seen that you. That's what we're doing now. We just going to steal whole tracks.
I believe that everything in the Google Drive was available for every member of the Drip. I didn't know we had specific tracks. That's my bad. I would have.
You ain't shit, but it's okay.
I love you anyway. But you ain't shit. Anyway, and fuck you for doing a good poem to the piece. And now I got to go back to the lab. Fuck you. Yes, any other flowers? Any other flowers?
I'm still worried about her and all these kids he left her with.
Yeah, that's true. He did leave with a lot of kids.
In her hair, in her soap, everywhere.
I'm a lot of places
we don't
for
stop,
daycare.
Right?
We
had to stop.
Jesus. Anyway. All right, so we're going to go from you. We're going to go to over to the great city of Detroit. We're going to go over there. Amari, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Amari, are you there? All right. You ready?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Might want to talk up a little bit louder.
Okay, is that any better?
That's great. That's great. The mic is yours.
All right, what am I doing here? What we doing? Is this all erotic? What we doing?
Not as big ass poetry, man.
I got one. I got it figured out. Hold on 1 second. This is what I get for not being prepared. You might have to come back to me.
All right, yeah, I heard you. Then we're going to go over to Nola. We're going to go to the general, the god of war, Spit Raw. Spit.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready? All right. Goddamn. All right. Bad down the hatches. The mic is yours.
Hold on, y'all.
Okay. Maybe I could eat a peach for an hour. No, I'm not doing that one. Tonight, when I ask you, what's my name? I want you to act as if you have a speech impediment. I want you to imagine the dick is a never-ending stroke of genius, a run-on sentence, and spell out D-A-double-D-Y as you gyrate and grind on it like you're having a hard time getting comfortable in a preschool desk to not lay a pipe. Shameless how I dangle this dastardly dangerous dick down your throat. Are you open to swap instead? A thumb in the butt, a rose to the clip, botanist by day. I'm trying to splice the DNA of the rose in your tulips. What does it taste like? Let me chase it off your tongue as I plead. I declare war in your butthole with my thumb. Tell me, do you like being choked? What position suits you best? Do you like toys, whips, and rope? Doesn't even matter. My duty is to disrespect your tonsils like fuck GPS. I find a G-spot by myself. What's my name? Right. I can see it in your face, and you ain't got to say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck my face until my tongue's numb, and I still act like I want some, then ride the dick until my soul ferociously, silently slips slowly from my tip of my phallus into your darkness. Of course, this is war. No need for the Trojan. So I'm going raw. I want you to practice catching backflips off the mattress and stick the stick in your mouth like it's the Olympics and you're trying to stick the landing. I just want you to be addicted to the dick, fiend for the tip, fiendishly grip the needle and shoot my nut in your veins and get high off my kids as I baptize your bloodstream with my sacred secretion. My tongue's mean, might give you a tongue lash and ask if for practice. My tongue is like a rose with a battery of a rabbit. Call me Mr. Energizer when I ask you, what's my motherfucking name? Because I'm going off the deep end. See, your body is a journey that I wish to explore every nook and cranny anxiously awaiting me to retrace my footsteps like, damn, must be fucking lost. But I know exactly where the treasure is tucked and buried. Tell me, have you ever been fucked and carried? Has anyone ever gently fucked your throat and plucked your cherry you until the stem was tied in a knot like, damn, Shit must be fucking scary, but I assure you, I'm eating that pussy freshly shaved or hairy, because if Janaya Aiko is the pussy fairy, I must be a dick Diablo. I'm here to lick Lucifer like I got demon dick with a flaming halo. Guaranteed to have you screaming quick from the demon tip. The semen is warm to the touch of your tongue like chocolate with a little whipped cream in it. You cream quick, I'm seeing it. And you seasick from diving off the deep end of the dick, haphazardly choking like fuck yeah. Penis to the windpipe gets you hype till you Jill Scott the mic. But I want you to always remember and never forget. If I could suck sand off a Jolly Rancher, what you think I would do to your clitoris? Now I got to ask you a question to see if you paid attention. It's my motherfucking name. I want to see if you was listening. And these are some of the things that God had to witness when he gave me this gift to script these scriptures. I am him. God.
Lord have mercy.
You said your name. You said your name was there. That's what you...
That shit is crazy.
But the funny thing is the back channel is just equally as crazy. The back channel is going on. I'm sitting here looking at the back channel like, God damn, you know, it's crazy. It's a little crazy.
He said his name. He said he was the Dick Diablo. Dick Devil?
Yeah.
Dick Devil.
Dick Devil. Well, yes.
It was
bad when he shit in the back. Yeah, but you know, it's crazy. Man, that's crazy. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's not. God damn. Right. Yo,
it was the stuff the sand off the Jolly Rancher for me.
The dick to the windpipe to get you hyped had me dying. I was like, yo, that's...
Yeah.
Why didn't you think of that line first?
Oh, man, that's nuts. All right, any other flowers? God damn. Y'all just showing out. Any other flowers? All right, because we're gonna go back to Omari. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
This has been a fucking party, the exhibition of fucking fly ass fucking poetry today. Big ass poetry. Omari, the mic is yours.
All right. The patient parting of her legs revealed the most perfect glistening. It played a beautiful welcoming music accompanied by dancing waters. Even a diamond beneath seven suns would appear dull in contrast. Her pulsating pillow pounded as if her heart traveled south of curiosity. The creases at the apex of her thighs begging for my attention. I obliged. She asked me if I could assist in orchestrating her movement. I accepted the role of maestro. I leaned in easily. Index finger touched a crease, then slowly glossed over the little hair she left for visual teasing. Her body jerked. Her eyes fell backwards into her soul. I played the adjacent crease with index and middle staring into her pupils, I eased into the middle. This is the place that men think makes them a man, but one must be a man to make it sing like angels drunk from cosmic condensation. There shall be nothing dry here. I gather her song on the tips of my finger and rub it on her magic. She responds like I had released her from a cloudless, from a soundless prison. She gasps for air like being awakened from an underwater slumber. I rub from her magic to her portal, in and out of her portal, circle on her magic, I removed my finger and placed it to my tongue so I can taste her own beautiful. I go back in for more, dismount my finger again so that she can taste what has me now possessed. She begs me to go back into her song. With change of speed and direction, she hounds my digits like she is riding an enchanted Pegasus. Ballet on my hand. I finger paint her clear melody while her body pounds with the passion of raging flames on cotton. I have never witnessed a flower being born into this moment. Never heard a symphony written by dancing waters before. Her breathing becomes staccato. Her backbone becomes mercury. She convulses as if her eyes vacated for heaven, vibrates like her womb was laced with volcanoes. She reaches forward, grabs my ear with one hand, my hair with the other, and screams my name while inhaling. And I swear that was impossible until now. I guess the body can do foreign things when transformed into pure pleasure. To congratulate me for directing each instrument properly, she drops to her knees and asks, do you have any special requests?
You're not super filthy, right? And you can't be writing shit like that and making it sound all simple when you're doing real nasty shit in the background and just making it sound like you wasn't doing nothing. Like you just walked in on people having sex and you asked them what we was doing. They're like, ooh, nothing? That's what you was doing. That's what happened to me.
I thought I was being nice.
You're being nice. You were just saying nice. You were saying nice, nasty shit. That's what the fuck you were saying. You know, down. Do you have any requests? Oh, you're going to play your symphony now. I got you. All right. Nasty. You motherfuckers in the drip. I swear. Oh, y'all just unique. Fucking just doing crazy shit, sucking sand off of Jolly Ranchers, getting symphony blown, putting kids in people's face and throats, and putting thumbs and butts and playing it like a joystick. All kinds of crazy. I haven't heard thumbs going to butt. Y'all some unique people. He's like, wow. All right. I don't even know what happened. I don't even know what happened, man. Listen, let me hit this bell real quick. Is this a winner? That's a winner right there. Well, we don't do this. Well, all right, flowers.
I didn't realize Omari was that nasty.
Who did it?
Lisa. But I like it a lot.
Lisa Lips.
Oh,
right. Oh yeah. Just for record. Yeah, if you're streaming, you got 60 seconds to get in here. Mr. Ronald is talking to you and all the people who's basically sitting here in the background being funny. The number is what is the number?
319-527-6300.
You got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds to call in. That's 319-527-6300 so you don't get cut off by the Blog Talk Lady. We ain't going too much further after this, but if you want to get in here, rest of it, we close out the show. The number is 319-527-6300. Nobody's making me figure shit. I'm trying not to laugh and shit. You're like, I didn't know I wanted to ask you. Well, shit, now you know. You got 10 seconds. 319-527-6300. You said what? That was mild?
That was mild.
Well, listen, if you're within the sound of my voice, congratulations. You've made it to Aftertown. Well, we're not continuing because it is a school night, and I got stuff to do and other things that happen before the night happens. But number one, let me give a round of applause that everybody came to Big Ass Fortune Night. Just hit the bell. It's all winners. All right. Shout out to everybody that came. Round of applause to all y'all. No, that wasn't it. Sorry. That's not it. I had the wrong one. All right. No, that's the wrong one, too. This one. I want to thank everybody who came out to 50 Radio Verse 102.0. big ass poetry. Man, just let me go from bottom to top. Shout out to the God of War, Spit Raw, for making it extra nasty in here. Shout out to Omari, King Wise, for coming in here and being nasty with the nasty and being mild, but being nasty at the same time. People playing symphonies on your jaw. Shout out to Prince Drippin, put kids. The funny thing is somebody said, yeah, you took me out when you put kids in the hair. Somebody said that in the back channel. I was supposed to mention that. All right, shout out to that. Shout out to you, Prince Drippin. Shout out to Kenny, Songbird, beautiful. We need a mixtape. We put it in the air right now. Shout out to Mr. Yes Lord, you filthy miscreant. You come in here, you got all the panties. You got all the panties. And that's what we're going to leave it at. You basically, I don't know, because Spit Raw, he's what's on. I don't think he takes panties. I just think he just takes naked asses. And all right, so never mind. Shout out to Ebony the Goddess. You're filthy, you're dirty, but we like it. Welcome home. Shout out to Rare Epiphany. Goddamn. I just want to punch him in his throat. Let us know when we can all punch him in his throat, because we will jump over here and Godzilla stomp his ass. All right. Shout out to Lisa Lips for rocking with us. Shout out to the boss man, our own boss man. We have a poet, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, even though you know he's cold sleeping, of course, our station manager, Mr. Van Metals, for rocking out, because it's not a beard, it's a saddle. Now, I'm going to do this piece real quick, like, get out the way. So I'll figure out where the hell I did the thing. Okay, there it is. All right. Just tell me if it's too loud. No. That good?
That's good.
You are my whole world. I spend my time thinking of ways to make you smile. The miles between us will be resolved to zero as I wait for the time that I can see you standing before me. You, a pearl of great price, the sweetest honeysuckle from a rose of incredible beauty. You deserve to be watered and nourished. You shine, you illuminate, you love, you are brilliant. Abundance, ultra comfort, cuddle you, love you back into balance, keep you showing you authentic you, the inner you, the sexy you. You are worthy and worth it. You deserve all the praise. You are great and always getting better. I see you. I feel you. I hear you. So tell me what your desire looks like. Open your Pandora's box of fantasy. Show me your inner sexy. Disrobe your inhibitions, negative self-talk, outline your hesitation in the body line of talk. Let your hips tell me stories. Your kiss be a novella. Your tongue be a soap opera. Your body a storyline that I've been following. Your naked backside is an arc that needs to be arched. Your oasis leaves me thirsty and I need to drink. I'm parched. My eyes are drowning in the sight of you. Grant me access to your soul. Allow me to mold you sensibly to a divine ecstasy that pales beyond reason. I know that my mind speaks to love and thoughts that shape my actions. Gathers my heart to speak in pure momentum that covers you with desire. The sweetness that is you is a gratitude and goodness and everything does not begin to describe of your everyday. I do not have to imagine how real you are. The pulchritude, I ask you to be my peace. Some problems are only solved with the gravity of heavenly bodies stripping close enough to collide. The heat of your torso, can we be closer than close? Your gasp between my grasp because I hold you gently, steady. The definition of your silhouette speaks softly into the darkness. Midnight mouths tasting passion so sweet. These dulcy desires as you give you me. Take taste torrentially tantalizing. My kisses map your place, my hand to cuff you so I can drink, so I can slake my thirst. The affinity of our actions is faded as it is faded that our orgasmic conclusion. And when you crave the one who craves you, You close your eyes and they dance your mind's eye. You are the reason why the place under the wonder of love's addiction, this skin hunger, the craving of one's touch, the thunder anyone who interrupts, the two becoming one, a series of questions. And I see you again. How can I kiss you deeply? Let our mouths intertwine these moments like wine being bought. And it seems as we've arrived. We are each other's destination. Our cravings is a journey. Our minutes are never minute, or never at a quarter, not one iota of feeling. It's concentrating. How we are open. How we watch. How we attach. How we get our souls to each other. The connection beyond affection we match. There's no need. No fear. Just joy. Of having each other.
Javi, you just make people fall in love. Oh, my God.
You know what? The music was bad enough, but when the music cut out and your voice is a cappella, shit. I don't want... Let me hang the fuck up.
It got better after the music stopped.
Man, just nasty bastard, just nasty.
I'll try. Anyway, that being said, thank you for coming out to Pippin Real Universe with Real Entertainment Network, 92.0, Big Ass Poetry to Run Back. Thank you for coming. Thank you for everybody that's participated in it. It is a school night. I wish you the best. I wish you blessings. I wish you safety and security. And make sure that all your dreams are met by you making the actions to make them come true. God bless you. Good night. Good evening. And this podcast will self-destruct in 10, 9, 8,
love all y'all, man.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.